Welcome to Money Radio, WPSE's monthly broadcast of the Rotary Club of Erie meeting program at the Sheraton Erie Bayfront Hotel. Today's speaker is Nathan Sitzler from the Riders Advocating Against Child Abuse group.
Alrighty. Hello, as Brevin said, I'm Nathan Sitzler. I'm a member of RACA. RACA is an organization called Riders Advocating Against Child Abuse of Erie County, Pennsylvania. So, a little bit about myself. Obviously, my name's Nathan Sitzler. I go by Sitz, mostly because my last name can be a little difficult for new people to say properly, and it can get a little annoying. So, you know, people call me Sitz among friends and as well as among the RACA organization. Currently 25 years old, and I've been with RACA as an organization since 2022, so I've been here for about 2 years now, and I've enjoyed every day of that service. I'm a Cathedral Prep alum. I also went to Penn State Behrend. I graduated with a bachelor's in psychology, a minor in biology, and a certificate in trauma studies. So I've enjoyed a lot of education. I currently work for the Erie County Domestic Relations unit located in the Erie County Courthouse. I work as a conference officer, and I help parents, you know, determine child support amounts, spousal support, and alimony. I serve as an assistant advisor on RACA's national board, which is a large organization that kind of heads all of the local chapters. Here with me today is Chad Zajcek Jr. Friends and RACA members call him Junior, just because it can get a little confusing considering him and his father spend a lot of time together. He's been with RACA since 2020, so he's got a couple of years of experience on me, which is all right. He currently serves as the president of RACA Erie County, our local chapter, and he's the youngest elected president of RACA Erie County, actually among all of RACA history, which is quite the achievement. I think it's mostly because of his parents, but, you know, it's just personal opinion. He is a national board advisor, and he also went to Cathedral Prep. He's an alum, much like myself, and he went to Gannon University. He also works in the Erie County Courthouse. He works in the Domestic Relations Unit, and he serves as the paternity court liaison. I don't really know what he does, but apparently it's good stuff. He's the son of the founding members, Chad and Betsy Zajcek. They've been around, and they've been good family members of mine for quite a while. They treat me very well. Funnily enough, interesting tie-in, he's actually a Rotary Club scholarship recipient. Back when he was going to Westminster College, Rotary Club helped support him in his college endeavors when he was young and out of high school. So that certainly helped him, and he's very thankful for that. So what will I be presenting today? Here's a quick rundown. Who is RACA? You know, who we are, what our members are like, things like that. So where is RACA as well? We serve in multiple counties, and we are a growing organization. How has RACA helped the community? So I'm going to talk about things that RACA has done in the past, what we do annually, and how will RACA help the community in the future. So we have plans, what our goals are, and what we plan on doing moving forward. And then lastly, why RACA needs your support. So starting off, who is RACA? So Riders Advocating Against Child Abuse of Erie County, Pennsylvania, is a small nonprofit 501c3 organization founded here in Erie County in November of 2009, the day of November 2nd, actually. And coming up this November will be our 15th year serving in this community, so it's been a very long-standing relationship among RACA Erie members and the county residents themselves. Our primary goal as members of RACA is to prevent child abuse by supporting the children, their families, and the community as a whole through public education, awareness, and advocacy. We work with a lot of local agencies that help support these goals of ours, and then we also do events on our own as well, pushing forward these ideas to help support the community. Each year, we work diligently to serve the community in a variety of ways, such as maintaining the Victims Lounge, which is located in the Erie County Courthouse. We'll talk about that a little bit later. We also financially assist the children and their families throughout the litigation process. The litigation process as children pursue justice against their abusers can be a very difficult and trying time for those children and their families. So we do what we can both through the litigation process and personally providing food and meals and things like that, as well as help support them through the court process itself, being physically present to help support them. And we also donate school supplies and Christmas presents to children in need. We work with multiple organizations that put on fundraising, toy funds, and as well as school fundraising events. And we try to help bring up some materials to donate towards those very, very good causes. And our lastly, one of our keystone achievements is working on and maintaining the Angels Gone Too Soon of Pennsylvania Memorial Wall, which is located by the Green Township building, right up by Brake Iron Jewelry on that road. I can't remember the name of that road for the life of me, though. So a little bit more about who we are. So we are a volunteer group, 501c3 organization, and we work tirelessly to support the victims of child abuse. We educate the public and raise awareness in an effort to prevent all types of abuse against children before it starts. Because we are a nonprofit organization, none of our members are paid. So we're not paid to love, unfortunately, as nice as it would be to get a little extra money. But we do love our community dearly, so we put in the effort outside of our business time and personal lives to really share the extra love that we have for those that the little ones that don't have that love. RACA helps in the community by attending trials and court hearings to support the children and their families. Most of our efforts during the litigation process is being present in the courtroom and just being physically present for that child as that child's on the stand. In Pennsylvania state law, if a child's capable of speaking, they have to go up and speak on testify in the trials, which can be very daunting for children as young as 5, 4, and 3 years old. So we really try to help them through that process, even if it's just silently being present. We also host multiple events and participate in community awareness events organized by other well-known organizations and agencies. Places like the Crime Victims Center, the Battered Woman and Children's Shelter, and other locations like that that really, really do help the community, and they're the workhorses of Erie County. Anything that's raised through donations donated to RACA are specifically used for and provided for abuse victims with counseling, medical fees, travel expenses, clothing, hygiene items, food items, anything like that. And one of the things that we are very proud of is that anything that's raised within the community stays within the community. So nothing is going to other national or other counties. So all the money that's raised by Erie County stays in Erie County. Here's our mission statement to kind of crystallize what we really are and what drive home what we do. The primary function of Riders Advocating Against Child Abuse is to support the children, their families, and the communities through public awareness, education, advocacy, and networking to prevent child abuse and reduce its devastating impact. Child abuse is extremely devastating and affects a large majority of children in the states nowadays, not just Erie County. And we really want to drive home that fact to most people because most people are not even aware of the devastating impact, or it's not even in their house, or they're not aware. So we want to really make people aware so then when they're aware, they can fight it and help support us support the kids. So moving on, where is RACA? So RACA is a slowly but surely growing organization, and we are expanding. Currently, we have chapters of RACA in Erie County, Venango County, and Beaver County. Erie County was established first in 2009 and is the oldest of the chapters. Followed 10 years later is Venango County, which was started by one of the members that was in Erie County, but he was traveling from Franklin all the time. He got tired of traveling, so he started his own chapter. And then in Beaver County was established in 2020, a year after Venango County. Same thing, they had members going to the Venango County, RACA supporting them. They got tired of traveling, and they started their own chapter. Additionally, we also are currently in the process of establishing a county or a chapter in Mercer County. We have some individuals that were attending, I believe, Venango County meetings and events put on by them. They were enamored by what we do and what those chapters did, and they were so gung-ho, they were like, you know what, let's start another chapter. So we were very gladly helping them establish a new chapter in Mercer County. So a little bit about Erie County, mostly because this is where we work and this is where you guys are established, so we figured we'd tell you guys about us. So we were established in 2009 of November, initially under the name Bikers Against Child Abuse of Erie County, otherwise known as shorthand BACA. In 2014, we changed our name from Bikers Against Child Abuse to Riders Advocating Against Child Abuse, as we felt the name better suited our mission, mostly because bikers we felt was exclusory and that anybody that had to be a member of the organization had to have a motorcycle or a bike. We change it to riders because one of our little colloquial sayings is we don't care if you drive a minivan, a Rolls Royce, or a scooter. We'll take anybody and everybody that's willing to help support the community. Our Erie County chapter currently has 11 members, so we're a little small, but all of us are very, very gung-ho and very in love with Raqqa as a whole in supporting the community. We hold our monthly meetings at 5:30 every second Sunday of the month at Big Bar. No, we do not go there for the live music or for the partying. We're just there to have official, strict business, we promise. Each year, we host an annual ice cream poker run to raise funds to support our mission throughout the community. Our ice cream poker run is held annually, usually in August. This year, it's in August, August 11th specifically. And the ice cream poker run is essentially a event that we put on where we talk with local ice cream shops around the county, and then people will go out to those ice cream shops, get some ice cream with their kids, enjoy the day, and have a nice little ride, spending time with children and family, and they get to view some nice scenic roads that we have curated and picked out, ultimately ending at a final location where we have a picnic and food, and there's a fire truck sometimes, and music, live music and whatnot. So it's a whole thing, a whole event that we're very proud of putting on. We've also worked closely with several other organizations, many of which you may know, such as the Crime Victim Center, the Children's Advocacy Center, and the Office of Children and Youth. All of these centers have been helping educate the community and provide support, both emotionally, physically, and medically, to the battered children of the community. And we love supporting them because they put in quite a bit of work. First and foremost, one of the events that we hold annually, or not we hold, but we support, is the Child Abuse Prevention and Sexual Assault Awareness Month. This event is usually put on by the Crime Victim Center, and April is that extremely important month, for it is the National Child Abuse Prevention and Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Each year, Raqqa Erie works alongside the Crime Victim Center and the county officials to light the Erie Courthouse blue to raise awareness. Blue is the color of the Prevention and Awareness Month. We light the courthouse with some nice blue lights to help be a constant reminder throughout the month that abuse and assault are very prevalent problems within our society that we need to combat. A little bit more about our annual ice cream run. We've had this event for 15 years. This is going to be the 15th, and we're very happy to hold this event once more. We love finding new ways to bring people together in the community to support the children of the community. And, you know, what do kids love more than ice cream? So we figured we let the kids have a nice taste of ice cream all around, and all the different kinds of ice cream that are made. We also host a ice cream shop poker run, which travels to different ice cream shops throughout the Erie County and into Crawford County. So we do a little bit of driving, but it's all through the scenic routes, and you get some nice scenic time with your family and friends. A little bit about the Victims Lounge in the Erie County Courthouse. This is something that we have been supporting for quite a while now. We work alongside the Crime Victim Center of Erie County to maintain the Victims Lounge, which is located in the Erie Courthouse. Oftentimes, children, when they're in the process of litigation, they'll go to the Victim Lounge and they'll sit there and wait their time to testify. And oftentimes, that can be a very nerve-wracking and often scary time for the children. So we, along with the Crime Victim Center, have stocked that room with snacks, drinks, games, activities, anything that would provide comfort to the families and the children specifically in the midst of that litigation process. And just recently in 2017, we even added a refrigerator to the Victim Lounge, which we've painted with cartoon figures to provide the children and family a sense of tranquility while they're sitting there and waiting, just trying to get them to relax and forget about the daily troubles. As you can see, there's SpongeBob, there's some Minions, there's a dog on there that I don't know. I don't watch kids' shows, unfortunately. Maybe I'd know more, but oh well. Also, every year, we do a lot of annual things, one of which is the back-to-school drive. Each year, we work alongside the Erie County Office of Children and Youth to provide children all across the Erie County with necessities for school, things like book bags, note pads, notebooks, pens, papers, pencils, colored markers, crayons, anything a young child might need during their school year, we try to provide. Also every year, we do an annual Christmas drive where we work together with another local agency, and we provide toys and supplies during the Christmas times, because often during the celebration of that season, things can be a little difficult and emotional for low-income families. So we try to help provide good Christmas times and good Christmas memories for those children that come from families that unfortunately cannot provide those luxuries that most of us have grown up with. In the past years, we've hosted a Bikers of Erie Christmas County toy drive and supply drive, where we would work with several other motorcycle organizations throughout the county, and we'd collect presents and supplies from among them. One of our best years, at the height of our annual toy drives, we had almost 5,000 toys for children throughout the county raised and given. We hope to get back up to those numbers and exceed those numbers at someday, because we love help supporting the community, and all the kids love toys. So currently, the three chapters of RACA hold a competition to see which of the chapters can raise the most toys, just to add a little competitiveness, you know, to help, you know, bring some more toys in. Currently, RACA Erie number one. Thank you. And finally, a little bit about our Angels Gone Too Soon of Pennsylvania Memorial Wall. I believe it was 2 weeks ago, we had our unveiling for this wall. It's been a monument that has been in the process of being made for multiple years and multiple years of effort and just a lot of construction and moving through contractors. And it was a lot more effort than we thought it would be, but we got it done because we have that drive to really bring awareness to this problem that's within our community. We unveiled it on June 30th, and this wall currently holds the names of over 250 children that have been taken from the world from abuse or neglect. Of those 250 names, all of them come from the state of Pennsylvania. We determine which names go on there by reading through the case files that are made public to the community, and we as RACA members have read through a lot of really troubling and honestly downright evil case files, and it really brings to awareness how bad sometimes the world can get for the little ones that are, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old that never even had a chance at having a fun life with loving parents. Like I mentioned earlier, it's located at 933 Tate Road in Erie, Pennsylvania. It's by the Green Township building. They've been gracious enough to, mortgage or loan?
Lease.
A lease, that's the word. They've leased the land to us, so we'll be there for 50 years and then some. And then every year, we're going to be adding more nameplates to the wall. Currently, nameplates on the wall account for children that have died as a result of abuse and neglect from the years 2008 to 2019. So we still have a couple more years to catch up. And already having over 250 names on that wall is already too many for so few years. Here's a couple of pictures just so you have a better idea of what this wall looks like. On the bottom left, you have, I believe, the Crime Victim Center. There's a member of the Crime Victim Center. There's Chipper, our national president, on the left, and then there's the DA HERS on the right, and then there's the Erie County official next to her. So we've had quite a few members of the government come by and say and support our community. And then each of those silver nameplates each hold names. Some of the bigger nameplates, those are twins, and it's very unfortunate that twins had to go through such an abuse and neglect. So we keep them together because they were born into this world and they died out of this world together. And then in the middle, we have the headstone right there, which is blown up a little bit here. I totally forgot to grab the what's written on there. Nuts. Oh, well. Well, I mean, I guess you guys can go out and visit the memorial now. Now you have a reason to go and see what exactly we have written on this Angel Gone Too Soon memorial wall. So moving on, how has RACA supported the community? So each year we raise thousands of dollars, which are then donated back into the Erie County community through several different agencies and programs, who in turn use that money to further our cause by providing children with a brighter and safer future. Because ultimately, that is our mission statement, is to provide a brighter and better future for the children, the innocent of this world. Over the past several years, we've embraced several sponsored children. RACA sponsored children are children who have suffered from tragedy of abuse, and we support them through the litigation process in an effort to show these children that they are, in fact, not alone in this fight. Oftentimes, when you're young, the world seems so big, and there's so many large people moving through it. We tried to provide a safe haven and a loving hand to these children that have born into a very cruel world. So we also provide moral and financial support to these children and their families inside and outside of the courtroom. We'll sit with them through the litigation process, and then afterwards we still care for them. We provide family meals. We'll go and talk with the family themselves if they ever need anything for school supplies. We'll provide that. If they need help with college tuition, we'll even help with that. So we stay with these children. We basically adopt them into our own little family so that they know that we'll always be there to support them and love them. We insist in maintaining the Erie County Victims Lounge, as I mentioned before, at the little safe haven for the children during the courthouse proceedings. We also donate school supplies to the children in need throughout the community. Like I said, the book bags, notebooks, anything the children might need to help pursue that education so they can work hard for that brighter future through education efforts. We collect toys and supplies for families in need throughout the holiday season. Holiday seasons can be real difficult for those families that can't afford these things. So we try to be that Santa, if anything, to those children. We also provide Thanksgiving dinner baskets to independent living youth within the foster care program. Thanksgiving is a time of family, and for those that don't have family, like in the foster care program, having that meal given to you can certainly make all the difference in that holiday season. We also maintain the Angels Gone Too Soon Memorial Wall, as I mentioned earlier. It is quite a dear project to us, and we plan on maintaining it for many years to come. So just a little bit as to why we as ROCCA are here today. Today we're here to shed some light on our organization. We want to reach out and let people know that, hey, we exist, we've been here, and we help. Many of you may not have heard of us, or maybe some of you have seen us out and about and held a different impression of us due to our leather vests and patches. We're looking to change that. I mean, I myself am a regular businessman. I got a shirt and a tie, and I walk to work like everybody else. And we are in the process of revamping our organization and growing our network. We're trying to reach out both in TikTok to the young kids, whatever that thing is, Instagram, any other social medias, Facebook, websites. We're really trying to reach out to the younger generation as we try to move forward, because it's the younger generation that's going to be building this community up. We are also here to ask for your assistance. We are always looking for individuals willing to volunteer their time and assist in making a difference in our community. If any of you guys feel in your heart that this is a good cause to work for, I can guarantee you it is in fact a good cause to work for. And any help and any helping hands that you guys could give us would be a huge help. We're a smaller organization, but we all love deeply this organization. So we put in the effort, and sometimes even our few hands end up short. So the extra hands would be a huge help. Additionally, we're also searching for sponsors for our 15th annual ice cream poker run. Any and all sponsorships will be able to enable us continue our mission in the community as we strive to provide the children of the community with a brighter and safer future. We all ask that you please consider helping us and help the children. So moving forward, what are our plans for the future? We obviously plan to continue this fight against child abuse. It is an ongoing fight, and it's a shame that it's been going on for so long. We plan to continue advocating for children who have to endure these horrific things, as many of us could not imagine. Advocating for those children that feel that they are a small person in a large world can mean all the difference for that child, and it gives them the opportunity to not only grow up, but to grow up with love, which is few and far between in today's communities, unfortunately. We also plan to continue growing county by county, state by state, until we can protect all the children of the United States and hopefully the world. And that's hopefully not far off in the future. We realize that it's not just Erie County that has these problems. So we obviously will try to spread from county to county and make sure that each county has a courthouse that has a victim's lounge where those children can be safe through the litigation process. And each county has local organizations that are willing to step forward and support those children in their darkest hours. We also plan to continue sponsoring children in Erie County as we support them and their families through their darkest times. Sponsored children are near and dear to all of us. Each one that we sponsor, we adopt into our family, and we hold very near and dear. We treat them like our own. Even myself, who doesn't have any children of my own, I treat them as my own children. I'll go visit them, I'll go say hi. We also plan to continue providing love and hope to all those within the community, because oftentimes it is love and it is hope that helps people get through those darkest times and those darkest hours. So we want to be the ones that help provide that hope. So in closing, we may wear our leather vests with our patches and have really mangled beards and crazy hair. We might ride some loud motorcycles or, you know, have some crazy times, maybe even look like ruffians or hooligans to you guys, but in all honesty, each and every single one of us, every single member, we have nothing but love, dedication, and commitment to making this world a better place, and it's deeply rooted in our heart, this commitment, each and every member. I would like to thank you all for your time. It has meant a lot for me to be able to come out and speak to you guys. I hope that I made an impression on each of your hearts, and I hope that moving forward we can make a larger difference in our community for these children. Here are some online tools that you can use to reach out to us if you are so inclined. But that is all I have for today, I believe. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for listening to Money Radio, WPSE's monthly broadcast of the Rotary Club of Erie meeting program at the Sheraton Erie Bayfront Hotel. You can replay this episode or access other archived shows by visiting the Podcasts tab on our homepage.